Blog Talk Radio. guys. Judy here, Rapture Centric Church. So glad we get to meet today on this happy Resurrection Day. I'm so glad everybody's here. I wasn't sure if people were going to be out and about, and we have like a full house in the chat room. Got Tana and Keith on the line. Luca's at work, but I talked to him earlier, and he had a cool revelation today, but I don't want to share it because it's so cool. I'd like him to share it, so he'll do it tomorrow if we're here. But I just wanted to let's trance out a little bit on some Bill Oley native music. Okay, let's just trance out. It's Resurrection Day, so let's just trance out a little. Here we go. Such a nice way to start. Blah never noticed the thunder and lightning at the beginning, and so he really enjoyed that, Bill. He had never heard that. Bill has sent us two pieces that we play. So, yeah, usually I play – well, I play both of these. You just might not have noticed it, but Blah liked it because it reminds him of how huge and awesome God is. And I do. I love thunder and lightning. Like, I really hope we have that in heaven. There's nothing like, you know – it's raining out, and it's fun to get cozy inside, and I don't know. It's just, I love the elements, even the scary ones. Anyway, so I just wanted to say welcome, everybody. I'll unmute everyone in just a minute, but I just want to say hello, Blah, in the chat room. Hello, Carol. Thank you so much. Carol, oh gosh, the morning service was wonderful. I mean, between Tana, Michelle, and Carol, we have the mornings taken care of. Those three beautiful RCC extraordinaires, they're keeping it going. And if any one of them ever can't do it, just help them out. Like, you know, inbox me if you're interested. But it was nice because Roman called in this morning. Now, I didn't hear the whole show. I wasn't up, and then I did, and then I had to leave. So I'm going to listen to it tonight. But I did hear Roman talking, and that was cool. And Blah was on the line, and What a treat to have people. If you are the same person that calls in every day, it's a treat. So please keep calling every day. But it's like if you don't normally get to call in, you know, it's like, wow, it's fun. So it was nice to hear Roman's voice and not just hear him on a video, but hear him at church. And this is so great. So welcome, Deborah. So glad you're here. And Gemma. Happy Resurrection Day, Gemma. I love Gemma. Her and I are donating all of our vital organs. We are. We are. Someone's going to get our good organs. Jason, 302. So glad you're here, Jaybird. the Jaybird. And let's see, Alana, no show 195. That's Alana. Alana, I'm exposing her. She gives me shady emails. They're so good. And Bill, so glad you're here. And Raina Baby from Canada. And Michelle, I hope you're having a great day, Michelle. Her hours change on Tuesday, so she can do the morning show starting Tuesday. And Rojo, so glad you're here. This is so cool. I really thought because it was Easter that people would be gone. So this is so really awesome. And then Roman, of course, so glad you're here. And Tana, Tana gets a sticker. She's bi-located today. And Stacy, so glad you're here. So, and then I don't know who the guest is. Keith will tell me. Keith, you should text it on my new number. Do you have my new number, Keith? I don't know it. Somebody put it in the chat room for Keith, okay? I still don't have it memorized, and I don't know how to find it on my own phone. I'm really dumb. I try to tell you. But it's on my other phone, which I don't want to get up and get because I'm laying in my bed because I did a two-hour hike to the top of a mountain today, and I also did yoga in the morning, and so I'm like, I can't even move. I'm so sore right now. I'm looking forward to getting raptured. Anywho, So Keith, I don't want to kick you out. I won't kick a guest. It's Easter. I won't kick guests. Okay, that's cool. I won't do it. Okay, let me, Christine Pina had a vision, a really awesome vision when her and her family went to church today. Yes, they cheated on RCC and went to like a real church. I can't believe that. But anyway, I'm just kidding, but still. Anyway, she had a vision while she was there, and so she's going to call in and share it. She sent it to me in an inbox, but I'm looking forward to that. And Tana, baby. Hi, Tana.
Hi. I love you.
I love her. You.
Happy
birthday. Yay. Thank you. Tana made M&M cookies for me and Bill in chat last night. Was it last night?
I hope you enjoyed them.
Yeah, she was making cookies. And, and that was really fun. And then here's Keith. Hi, Keith. I love her. You too.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Love you.
Love you too.
How are you feeling today, honey?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
This morning was a really bad morning. I just felt so weak. I don't know. I thought I was just not good at all. And I woke up, and then I tried to get some energy, and then I felt really, really weak. Yeah.
Guys, we can't take it for granted when Keith is on the phone being all happy and cheery and silly and funny because, you know, you got to understand, he's not feeling good most of the time. And so when he is like that, be excited because, like, right now I can hear it in your voice. You're cooked. You're baked, huh, baby?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, thank you, Lord.
I mean, it's hard when you have with healing. Uh-huh. You know, you have to walk in faith, and sometimes I feel like I have to walk on water. It's just, you know, it's easy to have faith when you feel good and you're strong, but it's sometimes have that very same faith all the time, day in and day out. With health stuff, is challenging. You know.
Oh yeah. I know. That's why you're so amazing. It's like, you sit here on RCC, you give words to people, you're so encouraging, you're the life of the party, and no one knows. Like, I mean, you know, they forget how really challenged you are with your health. And so a day like this, so we're praying, Keith, people in the chat room, we're praying for you, lifting you up. And you know, thank Keith you. Is a rare breed. I mean, usually people that are as sick as, you know, as challenged like that as he is, they, you know, they don't spend their energy on others and think of others because, you know, when I had lupus, I'm going to tell you right now, 10 years ago, when I couldn't do a thing for anybody. I was completely in pain and I just couldn't help a soul. But I just appreciate, Keith, that you always call in and you're such a blessing, even when you're not feeling good. And I just declare in the name of Jesus, Daddy, would you heal him on Resurrection Sunday? Can you do that for us today? 100%, like manifest his healing today, manifest. I want to welcome Kish. Kishon, love you. I just, before I forget, because he just popped up in chat. Welcome, Kish, Kishy, Kishy, Kish, Kish. Kishon is here. We're hoping he doesn't have to graduate, huh, Kishon? We're hoping we're out of here before you graduate. But, were you going to say something to Keith, Tana?
I love Keith, and thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. We lift up Keith to you, and thank you, Jesus, that Keith is healed from top of his head to toes. Also perfectly aligned. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving Keith your energy and your strength every day through your spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for by your stripes, like I said, he is healed according to your word. So we are hanging on to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Well, Keith, I'll cheer you up. Your Keith, your favorite friend, Christine, is on the line now. That'll make
Yay.
Him happy.
So your new, Judy, this is your new phone, so don't only use your new phone, right, not the old one?
Yeah, you can still text my old phone, Keith, but text this phone because I'm going to eventually phase out that phone. But it's kind of
okay.
fun, like
okay.
feeling like a doctor
yeah.
right now and having two phones. I'm like a rapture retard doctor, you know. My sister laughed because we went on a hike, and I had two phones, and we had her iPhone. So we went on a hike today with three phones. But I've never had, like, two phones at the same time, and it's making me feel really extra important and retarded because I'll be, like, texting on one phone and I'll get a text from Keith on the other phone and I'm like, I don't have a life. I'm just waiting for the Lord. And so all these phones make me feel really special, you know?
Tana just gave me the number on Facebook, so I just got the number from her. So I'll just text you on your new phone.
Yeah, you can post it in chat. Anyone can call me. Billy called me the other night. We were in chat. He called me. He wanted to know more stuff about little John and you know, we're family. We can talk. Anyway, Christine, I know you have busy Resurrection Day with all the kids. Tell what happened in church today. Tell us.
Okay. Well,
hi, Christine.
Hi, guys. I love you guys. Well, first of all, I have a continuation of something God showed me. Do you remember, Judy, like months ago, like when I first called in? Well, I called in the morning. This I just got. Like, I just got this right now. But when I had a vision of you, and it was you, Dustin, I think it was Katie, and I said that, though, like, that red cord was wrapped around your front doors and opened them, and the wind blew it.
I
just found out somebody that I follow just did a video, and I knew that that was the Holy Spirit blowing the doors open. And anyway, somebody just did a video, and I didn't even know this. I know about the scarlet, like, you know, rope that Rahab sent down and different types of places in Scripture where that is significant. But I just found out that they would, on the Day of Atonement, tie the rope around the temple doors, and they would, and on the Day of Atonement every year, it would turn white, and it stopped turning white after Jesus was crucified. It always stayed red around, like when they would put them around the doors. So it was like just signifying again, like the door, like for me, it was just a confirmation when I saw it, like with my rapture-centric family around y'all's doors. Like, it was just like that, you know, the Holy Spirit is, you know, just with everything that's happened, like the Day of Atonement, like the blood of Jesus and everything, like that we are being redeemed from this earth. And this was like one of the first visions he ever gave me about my rapture-centric family. And I just found that out today. I just found out that the Jews would actually do that. And I didn't even know that. So I preface what I'm about to say to be like, you know, sometimes we get like visions and stuff like that, or have dreams. And, you know, I know Judy said this before, but sometimes we prophesy in part, we only get like pieces of it, and then like it's so cool, like the Lord will continue to reveal, yes, that was me and this is why, and it's, you know, it's that time, it's, you know, it's so. Anyway, I just wanted to share that I found that out, so that was really, really cool. And the other thing is that I was in church today, and my husband likes to go to church still, so I go. I fought it for a while and didn't go for like a month, but it's just better to go, so I'll keep it at that. And they were singing this new song about the Lord be glorified and everything, and I just, like, keep my eyes closed, and I was, like, trying to listen and everything and to the words and really just, you know, see if the Lord was going to tell me anything, because sometimes when I'm in church, he knows, like, my heart doesn't necessarily want to be in the church building, and so I just start talking to him, like, in worship and everything. So today, anyway, I was freaking out, and, like, I saw I thought it was significant. I mean, being Resurrection Day, I saw a vision of Jesus sitting on his throne in heaven, and then I was able to see that behind the throne was the New Jerusalem, and I saw the city. I saw it was in gold and everything, and it was coming closer and closer, and it was on the clouds, and I was like, listening very careful, because that's one of the last things he told me to do. He gave me the this word, hearken, you know, to my word, like listen to me. And so I was paying attention, I was listening, and I heard Jesus. I looked, I literally looked up, and I saw him coming closer and closer. And Jesus said, "Look up, your redemption draw nigh. My kingdom come." And I was amazed, and it was like, It was quickly approaching. I mean, the city was quickly approaching the earth. It was quickly approaching the earth. And then I heard Jesus. He was sitting on the throne at this time. He was sitting there, he was sitting there. And then he says that he was about to stand up to receive God's children. And I don't know if anybody can recall the story of Stephen, but he stood up to receive Stephen into the kingdom when Stephen was being stoned. And he said, just like when I received Stephen, he was getting ready, even though he was still sitting down, he was getting ready to stand up. And I literally, like, am buzzing telling you guys all of this. And immediately after that, again, this church, I think it's, you know, they have the Holy Spirit, but they don't always, like, or hardly ever talk about end times and everything like that. Right after that, I turn to my husband. I tell him, you want to know what I just saw? I just saw this. I just saw Jesus and the New Jerusalem approaching. And Jesus said he was about to stand up. And my husband's bawling anyway because he gets, you know, touched during worship and stuff like that. Right after that, the worship team left, and my pastor takes the microphone. He sings sometimes and, like, plays saxophone or whatever, and he says, I'm going to sing this song that we used to sing in my little church in North Carolina growing up, and it's called Jesus is Coming, You Better Be Prepared. Are y'all prepared? Right after that. And this is not my, like, that, and my
wow.
husband, like, looked at me and was like, oh, my
wow.
gosh, and he went on singing like that hymn. And
my
so
gosh.
That was right after I saw the vision, and I said, I emailed Judy about it, and I just want to encourage you guys because, again, that's
wow.
why I start off with the red cord thing, because sometimes we're just like, okay, I got that, you know, like 3 months ago or whatever, and it showed that their doors, Dustin's and Judy's, and I think it was Katie's doors, are opening up, and I was like, okay, we're getting ready to go. So, again, I'm just saying this is what I saw today, and then for the pastor to literally get up and sing that song, and we've been going to this church for like 4 years. He's never sang that song. I would know. And he to sing that song, and my husband yells out, and it was like he was the only one to say this. He yells out, Maranatha! Like, I was like, yeah. And the pastor was just still singing. So I knew that, again, you know, I don't know what anybody else in the church was getting from that. Maybe they were just like, because when he said, Jesus is coming, if you believe him, you will believe this. And he was like, y'all prepared, y'all, you know, and then he started singing that song. It was kind of quiet. And me and my husband were the ones who were like, woo, 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 you know. and then, but I knew that was like literally like not even 2 minutes after I saw this vision of Jesus. So I know, again, like that was to everybody, but again, it was, I knew, like, he was saying it through my pastor, like, what he just showed me.
Wow, that's so awesome. Amazing.
Wow, Christine, that's so amazing. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, so, anyway, stay encouraged, y'all,
awesome.
Because I was like, it was quickly, you know, approaching, and I was just like,
wow.
Maybe he's going to blow the roof off of this building right now and just, you know, so.
We need the date, though, Christine. We need the date and the time. He told you. Back.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'm sticking with the 23rd. I mean, I want tonight. I'm sticking with the you know, 21st through 23rd, anywhere
okay.
through there. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Cool.
Awesome.
Stacy had a dream.
Stacy on the line. Is Stacy?
Stacy?
Is this 914? Who's that?
Oh, that's. That's
914. I think that's Stacy Bailey.
told me she couldn't call in, and she has a dream she wants me to read for her. So maybe she's just going to call in. But.
Okay, well, anyway, 914, you're unmuted. If you're there, you can talk. But you know what? Sometimes she can't because she gets persecuted for her faith. Go ahead, Tana.
Okay, yeah, Stacy said it's not her. That's Joe, Stacy said. That's Joe.
No, it's not. Joe's not 914. Wait, oh, is this you, Joe? Oh, it is. That's right. Joe has a couple numbers. He's on his cell phone. Hey, Joe. Anyway, he might have himself.
Hi, all. Sorry, I'm driving, and I have GPS going and eye coverage. Just listening tonight.
Oh, hi,
Joe.
We love you, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Love you, Joe.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's good. All right, go ahead, Tana. Yeah, we want to hear it.
Okay, so...
Wait, Tana, when did Stacy have this dream?
Okay, so Stacy had a dream last night, and she said she dreamt that we, meaning RCC, were like butterflies, but it seems like that we had wings and were learning to fly. And then she said she thinks she saw Pat's Pizza.
Wow.
So the RCC were like butterflies, and then it seems like we had wings and we were learning to fly.
Wow.
Yeah, so she had that last night, and I just want to say this morning it was so fun to talk to Roman. I was so excited to actually talk to Roman on the phone because I talk to him in chat all the time, and Blah. So Roman and Blah and Carol and I, it was such a fun time this morning on the AM show, I have to say.
Was he Skyping? How did he call in, Tana? How was he able to call in?
Roman Skyped. And then actually,
oh, cool.
Roman and I Skyped. I was talking to Roman on Skype on my way to church.
Oh, really?
Well,
cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing Stacy's dream. I want to welcome a caller, area code 336. Who might you be?
Hi, Dylan. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's your name?
Yes, my name is I Am. I'm just calling. I wanted to say I thank you guys for doing what you're doing, and I think that it is a lovely, wonderful show that you guys have.
I Am. It's you again. I remember you from last time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we're so glad you came in.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
You have a nice phone voice, I Am. Talk more.
Thank you so much.
Will you tell me how to spell your first name?
Yes, it's just simply capital I, lowercase A-M.
Okay, I am. Okay, cool. So what's on your heart today?
I want to interpret her dream for her about the butterflies.
Okay.
And to interpret your dream, because I have had that discussion with someone else also about this dream, and it's just not any kind of ordinary dream. A lot of people are having this dream. And it's signifying that, see, once before we was caterpillars, and we know all about being in our state as a caterpillar, you know, but thank God for Jesus Christ that we had the opportunity to come into a new life. The thing about this new life is that now it's beginning to grow within us, and now we are becoming awaken in our day, in our time, so much love, so much love, so much love, so much love among us as Christians and others as well. But see, this is the reality of the picture. As once we was caterpillars, now we're becoming butterflies, and now we're beginning to, because he that is in us, that is greater than he that is in the world, arriving within us, we're beginning to spread our wings and we're beginning to fly. And we will be that people, that light, that generation of the world, in which to show others and show the past generations how we as human beings are supposed to be humane and you see, of one another and help one another and show each other a better way and a greater way, both black and white, blue, yellow, orange, or green. You see, so I just say that thank God for the days that we're in, thank God for the times that we're in, And don't get discouraged. Keep your head up and stay encouraged. And we are Christians, so it doesn't matter what color we are. We know as in Christianity and truly in Christ that there is no color. So let's keep one another encouraged. I love all of you guys, and as I'm listening to all of you guys, I can see that all of you are becoming a butterfly. And Jesus is the first and the last, the beginning and the end of all that we will ever become of that butterfly.
Love it.
So just stay focused. Just stay focused. Keep your head up. Don't worry about too much because you're about to get ready to fly. And what I mean by that is that your consciousness is going to get ready to become so aware of your true self within yourself that you will be lovers of one another in the way in which God meant for us to love each other instead of hating on each other. But, you see, we would love one another, and we wouldn't even see a person color. We'd just see their spirit.
Beautiful.
I love you all.
We love you, I am. I know I'm speaking for everybody on the line. I'm speaking for... I know everybody loves you, and Leah's on the line now, and Joe's back on, and Christine's here, and Keith, and Tana. So I am, you're such a blessing. We love, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing
I still
that.
Think that, you know, I have a little joke.
No,
I think you're
you
an angel. Cause you're, I think you're an angel because your name is I Am.
Hey. He is. He's an angel, right? The Bible says that some people will look at men like men, but they're really angels. He's their angel.
Yeah.
And I think you guys are Christ, and you're just becoming to walk into that new life.
I think I Am is an angel, an RCC angel.
Yeah.
I want to read, Alana. Okay, Alana, something happened with my email, and I was just about to pull up and read what you sent me. Can you please resend the one you sent me at 10:38 a.m. today? Because it cut off some of it. It's where you and God are talking, and you're telling him when you're coming. He's saying, Lord, my Lord, is this the day? So, Alana, I was just about to read it, and some of it got cut off. I have no idea how that happened. It's really bizarre. So if you could please resend an email if you can, Alana, so I can read that. I think it's really significant that I read this today, what the Lord gave you. So hopefully she's hearing this and she'll resend that to me. Alana had a really beautiful word. The Lord speaks to her through poetic writing. I don't know. It's just, you guys have heard her stuff. It's just different. I like it. It's different. So if you could just go ahead and resend that. I have a cool story today. I went on a hike with my sister and, This is it. She just sent it to me. Okay. My Lord, is this the day? Wait a minute. No? Okay. Okay. All right. My Lord, okay, I'm going to read Alana's word. My Lord, is this the day? Quite soon, my dearest one. Quite soon. But my day, meaning Easter, is not the day. Nevertheless, in just a little while, my Father will shake the heavens and the earth, all nations. My Lord, will we be here to see this? My dearest, you will abide in the heavenlies, your true home. Heaven is where you are from and where you will return with me. Oh, my Lord, this is marvelous. And my church will all ascend with me. Your beloved Judy, oh, that's so cute, all of the true church, both where you are and everywhere, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, a day of darkness is upon you, pray for all, my love, pray for all, even those who do not believe themselves sinners,
I alone am perfect, perfected in my Father. Our souls long for you, my Lord. I long for you as well, my child. Now go and carry this word forth. Yes, my love, but my love, I have already told you. There is no power that could stop me. I am omnipotent, but my Lord, we ache for you. 1,000 days in your sight is like an evening gone. This is the time. I have waited until all the sheep have returned. Now all are gathered. I will give no specific day, but be ready, my love. Be ready, love, your Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Aww. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Tana, for your expression and your heart in the way that you and the Lord chat. It's neat how her and God talk. Do you guys like that? Anyone on the line like that?
You said Tana.
I meant Alana. Sorry, but it's Alana. Tana, it rhymes. I'm sort of
beautiful.
Really stoned in the spirit great. Right now.
It was so beautiful. Yeah, so beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, and I heard something about Carol. Did Carol talk about? She sent me an email this morning. Did she talk about what her dog did to her cat Tigger? Did she talk about that, you guys, this morning?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay, then I won't bring it up.
Yeah,
it might have been the person.
No, she did. She talked about it this morning. Really? We prayed for Tigger.
I thought that was quite significant. I don't know if you guys already discussed this, but I mean. Her dog dug up Tigger,
what?
And, like, that's just so rare. Her cat that died, remember
Whoa.
Recently her cat died, and we all prayed, and someone made a video on, Nova 9 made a video on YouTube and really blessed her, and you know, we all just said goodbye to Tigger together, but her dog at, like, 1 a.m. in the morning, she
what?
Sends me an email at 1 a.m. in the morning, yeah, and she's like, my dog just dug up Tigger, and from what the email said, Tigger was taken out of the grave by the dog and gently placed, you know, outside of the grave. And that's just very unusual. I've had
wow.
7 cat dogs growing up on 2 acres, and we buried animals. I've never seen that. And so
Whoa.
I just thought that was very – did she talk about why she thought that might have been significant, Tana, or anything? Is Tana there? I don't know. Well,
I think that the dog kind of is trying to bring. I think the dog wants the cat to be back in his world, in this world. You know, it's almost like he's crossing over to the other dimension and pulling the cat back in this world.
Wow! We were just really excited. I just knew that was. There's something very spiritual going on when a dog is doing that. Like even the dog,
yeah.
even the animal. No, the animals know, you guys. It's time for the graves to break open. It's time.
Yeah.
Even
wow.
the animals know. And
right.
it really ministered to me. The Lord
yeah,
works out of the box.
I don't think she said anything about it. But, yeah, I mean, I've had dogs and cats, and we bury all our animals around our yard. And none of our dogs have ever dug up the cats we buried or any other animals. So it definitely is pretty significant.
Yeah, I really felt like it was. Everybody's unmuted right now, so if anyone wants to jump in, please feel free
I
to
think
the family.
I think what you just said, Judy, is what it means about like the graves are going to be opened up soon. Like it's
yeah,
prophetic.
And like even the animal knew to go do that as a sign. But Carol's on the line. Carol, I just want you to know I read that email and I went to yoga and God wouldn't let me quit thinking about it. I was on the hike. God kept talking to me about the dog digging up the cat, and he just, I know this is significant. He's telling
yeah.
me even the animals know it's time to resurrect.
Wow.
And
wow.
then, Carol, when you're done sharing, you guys, don't let me forget to tell you about the miracle on our hike today. But, Carol, tell me what that meant to you when the dog, tell me what that meant to you, and tell us exactly how it happened, Carol.
Okay. I did, by the way, share everything this morning, and it was you know, I really stepped out in faith because we had everybody pray for the Lord to raise up Tigger. We really believed in the miracle, and I'll tell you a little bit of, you know, about that, about what had to do afterwards. But here's what happened in recapping. About 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, Raina, who's outside, my dog, is barking and barking and barking, and I'm like very annoyed with, you know, with her barking, of course. So I get up, and it's dark. My backyard is dark, but what I see right on the lawn is the towel I wrapped Tigger in when I buried
wow.
him last week.
Wow.
So I start freaking out, and since it's about, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I emailed Judy, are you awake? Something freaky just happened. I'm really freaking out because, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's pitch dark, and I don't know what she may have done. So I had to wait till early in the morning, as soon as there's daylight, and you know, of course, I didn't sleep, and I'm praying the whole time. I didn't want to see, you know, a mauled up body. But no, she dug him up and gently dragged him next to the plant, and
no.
his little body just was laying there. It hadn't even what's the word I'm looking for? It
hasn't started.
Exactly. It had not decomposed at all. It was still
wow.
sort of warm. You know, he was lifeless, of course, but,
wow.
you know, he was just perfect. And
wow.
I'm like, oh, dear Lord. And, you know, I knew that I probably hadn't maybe made a deep enough grave or whatever, but it didn't matter. I was just like, oh Lord, you know, what do I do? Oh, I need help. I need help. Help me here. I need strength. Blah blah blah. So then I'm calling. You know, I have to take care of the show, and
mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking this is Resurrection Day, and
yeah.
I mean, and this the way my dog dug the grave up, it was not eerie in a creepy sense, okay, but it looked like the grave had opened up. She moved all the dirt out of the way and just gently moved the body, and she didn't touch it, you know, she didn't, you know, didn't do anything to it. She just moved the body, and of course, you know, all these thoughts are racing through my head because she and Tigger were very close to each other. She loved Tigger, and Tigger loved her. And, you know, now I'm thinking she wants him back. She's missing him. And then it's on Resurrection Day.
Wow.
Know? And so we began, I stepped out on a limb, and I said, look, guys, Jesus performed miracles. He raised people from the dead. And then he assigned his apostles and disciples to do the same thing. And
yep.
we've got the power of the Holy Spirit in us. We've got the love of God in us.
Amen.
Why
Amen.
Don't we all stand in agreement and begin to pray that the Lord is going to raise him up. And, you know, and we just prayed and prayed and prayed and believed and believed and believed. And I thanked everybody. You know, I mean, this is really stepping out on a limb. And, you know, finally after the show, I went back outside, and as I was digging, I still kept praying over his body, believing and believing. And all I can tell you is that I still do have a very deep faith in believing that he is going to be resurrected along with, you know, everyone very, very soon now. So, not knowing exactly, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I'm like, okay, Lord, you can do it now or whatever, whenever. So I took some olive oil. I prayed over it, and I anointed, you know, I just poured the olive oil over his body, and I prayed over his body, believing in his resurrection. And then I just wrapped him up, in some pillowcases that I got, and the hole was deep enough, and I just laid him in there carefully, And at the whole time I said, well, Lord, you know, just because he's buried doesn't mean he's not going to resurrect. But I do think, Judy said, Keith is who's on. I think Keith, you're the one who just said it's very significant. It happened on Resurrection Day. This is very unusual. This is just, this is so out of character, you know. And I do believe it's a very strong signal from the Lord that Resurrection Day is very, very, very soon approaching.
Yep. Harold, thank you so much. God had me thinking on that all day, and he was just speaking to me. He's like, the animals know it. And so I want to welcome back Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, you call dropped, and Joe's back. You guys, I want to share something that happened on my hike today. So, and we love animals. I love animals. There was a bunch of cows.
Yeah.
The place where we hiked today, my sister got a Gemma said, please don't name your pet Gemma. Okay, all right. Okay, I get all kinds of, you know, this church is shady. People private message me some weird stuff. You guys make me laugh. Okay,
sister, tell us how your sister's doing. Is she doing okay?
Yeah, my sister's doing great. She's so looking forward to the rapture. She's a kidney dialysis nurse. And she has 10 days off, and she's so sweet. She wanted to take me and little John on a vacation to San Diego to Legoland, but we're so rapture-centric that I know, isn't she adorable? Well, since the Spirit of the Lord fell on here, and she moved in, before the Lord fell on little John, a month before, and she's seen all these miracles here. And my sister, she knows the Lord. I had the privilege of leading her to the Lord less than 10 years ago. And her faith is strong, but you know, when this happened to little John, she knows he's coming, and so she's really looking forward to leaving here. She's totally detached. She really is, but you know, she still has to go to work every day. That's what God's doing with her. And but anyway, well, we don't want to go to Legoland.
I want you to go to Legoland. You should go to Legoland.
I know.
And then you drive down. You can visit Tana and all of us. We're on the way.
I know that's so true, but you guys, we're so rapture-centric, and my kid, before the Lord fell on him, we were planning a trip to Legoland because he loves Legos, number one, and number two, San Diego Zoo and all that cool stuff. So the fact that he doesn't even want to go, that's just God. I mean, that's a sign. What kid would not want to go? The hotels there are amazing, and we've already looked online and seen the whole thing. But, you know, we said this. We said, you know what, we just want to get raptured. So we said, can we just wait if we're still here in May? Let's go in May because that'll cheer us up. So then she's like, okay. Anyway, but my sister is amazing. So anyway, we've been going on these hikes. She got a pass for this whole area we live in, and we can go all over. So we've been exploring new areas. Well, today we went on a hike, we went to the very top of it was a hard hike. It was all straight uphill to the very top of this mountain. And she has really nice hiking shoes, but she landed on a rock in a weird way, and it really hurt her foot, her foot. Yeah, and up her leg. And she was like, ow, and the pain was so excruciating. And she just went, no, dang it, no, I rebuke this. And she got militant. Well, at first she was taking the pain, and I was like, oh, I hope you feel better. I go, just try to walk it out. So we were trying to walk it out. Hey, I have someone trying to call me right now while I'm doing the show. Hey, if you're listening, please don't call me during the show. I can't, click over. I don't know how to on this phone. Okay. So anyway, so she was just dealing with it. And then Ben, 5 minutes later, she went, no. Nice. You know what? It is Resurrection Sunday. Jesus, you resurrected for this. No. You took all this on the cross. Yeah. And she just started getting really militant. She's like, no. And then I started doing it too. I was like, yeah. We were like total retards on our hike, and there was people walking by us and stuff. There's a lot of people out today. And we were
That's
just
cool.
like, yeah, you nailed all that to the cross. Yeah. And it's, you did it, and we just, like, and then it went away completely, you guys, like, totally. Like,
wow.
She came home,
wow.
And she goes, she's like, I still can't believe when we walked in the door. She goes, I can't believe still that God did that. Because it was like, she was
yes,
in pain, you guys.
Yes.
It's like gone.
Yes, that is,
it didn't hurt her at all.
Praise
wow.
God.
Yeah,
praise
that was really
Lord.
Cool. That happened today.
So
and it was just
her.
A really, yeah, it was just really fun to see God do that. And I just now looked
yes,
up Paul Bagley.
Yeah.
Paul
hey,
Bagley.
I
go ahead, sweetie, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to add one quick thing that while I was praying and believing over Tigger to resurrect, you know, I kind of had a sense that he didn't want to return to his body, you know, his spirit and soul are with the Lord. But I had a sense he didn't want to return to his little body. But I told him and the Lord, I said, it would just be for a couple of seconds, and then we could all go up together. It's not going to, you know, you don't have to be here for a very long time, just a few seconds, and then it would be a sign for us that we're going up, and we would all just go up. That's all we want, you know. And anyway, I strongly suspect that Tigger is fighting coming back to Earth because, yeah, heaven has just got to be so, so amazing. And he was such an explorer. Yeah, that's what he's doing. He doesn't want to come back down here where there's danger and pollution and cars. He's just happy as a lark up there. But anyways, I just wanted to add that little tidbit. And I think that is so awesome, Judy, that your sister rebuked the pain and the pain left her, and she was fine. And those are all signals to us that God is listening to our prayers. He's with us. His presence is very strong with us, and we should not for one second doubt that he's putting off his return. He is coming for us, and we believe he is coming today. And so what that today is a very long stretch of earthly time. It's today. You know, it is today, and he is coming. So we must continuously encourage each other to believe. And while we're believing, we carry on with our lives. You know, if we're going to school, we do the best that we can because we are the shining light to the world. You know, if we're going to the grocery store, we, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but when I go to Walmart, I often pray for everybody at the store as I'm gathering my stuff. You know, I will say, Lord Jesus, I don't know who's all saved and who isn't, but, you know, touch the hearts by the power of your spirit and your love of every single person in this store. You know, so simple, just so simple, you know. And then when I pay for my stuff, I just say, I always leave and tell the cashiers, the Lord bless you abundantly. And they just look at me, and they all of a sudden they put up a big smile. Who doesn't want to be blessed? You know, it doesn't matter if they're not saved, they will be saved because everybody wants to be blessed. So I just wanted to throw that out as well. So
Judy,
carry on.
Judy, it's Christine. I just wanted to tell if you could tell Alana, I'm not in chat, but thank you for that. That was Alana, right, that you read that message
yeah.
from? Because
yeah.
I just had a light come to me when she was reading that, because about the part about the scattered ones becoming the gathered ones, like he's gathering in his flock. The Lord has been showing me a lot about that in lately. And I just had this thought. I was like, oh my gosh, because when I was pregnant with my twins, we were driving in the car, and we already knew we were having one boy and one girl, and we were driving in the car to our counselor's house, and I heard the name Jezreel come to my mind, and I was like, okay, I was like, that's an interesting name. It's not I said, I'll have to look that up to see what that means, if this is, you know, from the Lord. I didn't want it to mean like valley of death or something. You know, I was just like, okay, let me see what that means. Like right after that, maybe like, I don't even know how many minutes after that, my husband turns to me because you know how you, when you're pregnant, you just keep going back and forth and you're like, how about this name? How about this name? And it'd be like, you're not even talking about that, but you'll bring it up anyway. Well, he said, how about the name Jezreel? My husband, Aaron, did. And I, like, almost, like, fell out of the car because I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the name that the Lord wants us to name our son. I'm like, because I just had this name come to me. Well, anyway, we get to our counselor's office. This was, like, well, they're four, so it had to be, like, almost 5 years ago. We were going to our counselor's office, and she had a biblical name book, and it told us that, you know, it means the scattered ones become the gathered ones. And when you read that word, I thought I had, and Carol, you know this, we talked about this the other morning, that I had the dream about an earthquake, remember, and I was trying to get to my sister, but me and my son were holding the tree of life, and I didn't know, remember, I was like, I don't know why he leaves my son in there. Well, my son's name is Jezreel, and Jezreel means the scattered ones become the gathered ones. And when you read in Hosea about Jezreel, he talks about, I know, and I just had this epiphany when she was reading Alana's word. And if you read in Hosea, it says, in that day, declares the Lord, you will be, you will call to me, you will call me my husband. You will no longer call me my master. He goes on saying, I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord. Even before that, in the beginning, he says, the ones, the people, they will appoint one leader and will come out of the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel.
Wow.
Wow, Christine, that's really right on.
So thank you. This is where, like, I just am so thankful for my Rapture Center family because, again, like, he's talking, like, it's so, it's not like we're not paying attention, like, we are, but, like, when people are talking and everything, like, it's stirring up in us, like, the things that he said to us, and I just had to share that, and Alana, if you can hear me, thank you. Or, and thank you, Judy, for reading that.
Yeah, thank you, Judy.
Judy, tell us about, you mentioned Paul Begley.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Paul Begley, I just clicked over. I'm always looking at the news while the show's going on, and it looks like he just made a video like less than an hour ago, like 45 minutes ago, that says, another dead pastor, giant killer hornets, earthquakes, and dead fish. So I don't know. I love his headlines. I don't know. I think there's been a lot of earthquakes.
There's been a lot of earthquakes
already.
Yes, there has been. Yeah, and plus you got to look at those. The bankers keep either, now they're getting murdered, but before they were killing themselves, that's because they know that they're, you know, this time there's going to be blood on their hands and they're going to be guilty and they're going to go to prison for all the debt and blah, blah, blah. So they're just exiting quickly, but it's definitely a sign that the market's going to fall. The stock market's going up, 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 and then it pulls back a little bit and it's going up and up and up, and the volume is there, which means that, you know, all the money the government is spending is being pumped into these companies and they're buying all the stock. So, volume is there, but I mean, I used to trade stocks, so I know the market like the back of my hand, and it is so beyond what the economy is right now. The economy is horrible, and the stock market is high, and it's just pretty soon the rug's going to be pulled under, and we're going to see just this humongous crash. And remember, every 7 years past the Jubilee year, according to, like, this guy had a video about every 7 years past the Jubilee year is when the stock market has crashed. And the last time it crashed, 777 points. It was exactly 7 years from the previous one, which is, like, I think 2008 was the last one. So now the next crash will be 2015, September, like, based on that biblical prophecy. And you know what? It's going to happen. It will happen. 2015, September.
That's
so.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. And then in... Go ahead.
No, I just. I Joe, are you there? Jojo, baby. Jojo.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I
myself muted. I don't want you to feel like you're like always the communion guy, but you do such a good job at communion. Do you mind doing it?
No, not at all. I'm just driving, but it was not too loud in here, so I have myself on speakerphone. Can you hear me well?
Yep.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay, great. All right, brothers and sisters, let's take of the Eucharist, the communion that our Lord told us to do in remembrance of him. I'm driving tonight, so I'll be doing air communion, but get your elements, your wine or water, or your liquid of some kind, and your bread of some kind. The Last Supper, the Lord said, do this in remembrance of me. And he took the bread, and he prayed over it, and he broke it. Let us eat together and do this in remembrance of our Lord while we eat. Later in the meal, the Lord did likewise with the cup, saying, this means the new covenant by virtue of my blood. Drink this and do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
For every time we do this, we proclaim the coming of our Lord.
Amen. You're coming, Lord.
Guys, I'm feeling...
Hello?
We left Judy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Hello?
Pat, is that you?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
I love
Pat.
Hi, sweeties. Love you, sweeties.
Judy, did you mute yourself? If you're there, Judy, you muted yourself and we can't hear you.
I think she's got so many phones now that she doesn't know what's going on. She's got like four
Hi,
or five
guys.
Phones.
Hi, guys. You guys, sorry, my phone just cut out, but I don't know what's happening, but I felt a really strong, I don't mean to act weird or anything, but a really strong wave of the spirit has fallen on me like right now. And during the song, I was speaking out in tongues really loud, and I feel like the Lord wants us to have a supernatural service is what I'm getting. So why don't we just all just pray and love on the Lord and welcome him and let him do what he wants to do. I'm feeling it like really, it's really strong right now. So I just want to go with that, if that's okay with everybody. This doesn't happen every day, like during a live show like this. So like, I don't think this has ever happened like exactly like this. So,
wow.
Feel free, everybody.
I keep getting that the lightning. Lord told me that the lightning fell on you, Judy. Remember how we were talking about lightning earlier?
Yeah.
Remember that, like the lightning.
Ooh, nice. Okay, well, you know what? I felt like it wasn't just even just for me personally, but it's like, yeah, that's cool. But I feel like it's like corporately. I felt like during the worship song, he was saying, I'm feeling a stirring in my spirit that he wants to move supernaturally right now during our service. This is quite unexpected. So if we could just all, if you speak in tongues, I think I would recommend you do it. If you don't, it's no big deal, okay? It's no big whoop. Just if you do, that's what I'm going to do because I have no idea what God's doing. Mm-hmm. I just know it's really strong right now. And you guys, part of serving the Lord, we serve a supernatural God. We don't always have to understand what he's doing or what's going on, but I don't like to ignore, after 28 years, I don't like to just ignore something like this because when you ignore God, when he does something like this, he will go away. It's not that he's mad at you. He'll just, it's kind of like if your spouse brings you a big dozen roses on Valentine's and you don't really acknowledge it, and then they're like, oh, okay. They feel kind of bad. So I just want to acknowledge right now that the Lord has fallen really strong, and I felt like what he's saying is he wants to move right now in a supernatural way.
I feel it in my arm. I can feel his power in my arms right now.
Amen.
Okay, you're feeling that too? Okay, hallelujah.
Yeah, when he said light, I felt it. I can feel it.
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, Lord, we just encourage you to continue to supernaturally love on us right now. And just so you can know, anyone that's listening and anyone that's on the line, if you're not feeling a thing, it's okay. I went for years not feeling things like that everyone else felt around me, okay? Mm-hmm. And I had to just go by faith. But I just want to encourage everybody right now, jump into right now. Just open your mind and your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Mighty Jehovah God, and just say, Dad, if there's anything you want to pour on me, I'm open to it right now, even if I'm not feeling anything. And, Lord, we love you. God, we thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence that's descending on us right now, descending on this whole body, this church. Lord, we love you. Jesus Christ, we love you. Have your way in your church, Lord. Interrupt everything. Do anything you want to do right now. Touch your people. We're open to whatever you want to do, Lord. Whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit of Mighty Jehovah God, and we welcome you. We're not just open to it, but we welcome you. We cry out for you. We cry out for you to move in ways that we know not, in ways that we understand not. We cry out for you we take you out of our little Cracker Jack Jesus box. We take you out of the box that we know that, you know, we have you in sometimes, Lord, and we welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you in the fullness of your power and in the fullness of your glory. We welcome you, Lord. We love you.
Amen.
Yeah,
Oh, Holy Spirit of Mighty Jehovah God.
Father, we bless you and we thank you for Resurrection Day. This is the day that you have made, and we are resurrected with you, with our Lord Jesus Christ. And we expect you to do great and wondrous, supernatural things in us and through us and for us right now, this very minute. Lord, just shower us and anoint us with the supernatural anointing that you are opening and pouring on us right now. We receive your supernatural anointing. We receive your supernatural power. We receive your supernatural love. We receive your supernatural walk. We receive everything you have for us right now, right now, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we receive it and we thank you. We thank you for supernaturally empowering us. Do whatever you want to do with us, Lord. We are open.
You are all
we are open.
You are all that I want.
We are open to you to do whatever you want with us, in us, and through us. And we just welcome this supernatural anointing, the supernatural power, the supernatural love, your supernatural presence. Just anoint every person listening and pray unto you right this very minute. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence, for your love, for your joy, for your peace, for what you're doing in us. Continue, continue, continue. As we open the heavens, you come to us and come for us.
Grant we
be mighty
name that we may love thee with our whole heart and in our work. And
come
by out of the praise
and on all your power, Lord, and on all your resources.
You are my life, my love.
You are the name above all names. Praise Jesus, you are the King of creation.
If anyone is getting a word from the Lord and you've never like had this experience before, or something's coming up in your spirit, please speak it out. If there's somebody in chat or somebody on the phone where there's something coming in your spirit, don't feel embarrassed.
It is, Judy. It is for Christine. When you were praying in tongues, I got chains are being broken, prison doors are being wide open, the rays of my light are piercing the darkest soul.
Amen.
There's no room. There's no room. There's only room for light, my light to shine. There's no room for darkness here.
Hallelujah. Amen. Say it again.
He said, yokes are being broken. Yokes are being broken off. Prison doors are being busted open. He said, shackles are being taken off of people. There's no room for darkness here because his rays, the rays of the sun, are shining. They're piercing to the darkest parts of us, the soul. There's no room any longer. It's only room for his brightness to enter. There's freedom. There's freedom here. He's making us lighter. He's making us lighter. He's taking us higher.
We love you, Lord. We love your presence. We love you, Jenna. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you. You're such a wonderful God that you would break shackles and pain, that you would just come and interrupt and just start setting people free. Lord, we love you. We worship you. We thank you. Heavenly Father, shake the earth and wake up the remainder of your bride, the ones that are asleep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, that in the chat room. I declare what God just said. I agree with what you're speaking through, Christine. Lord, we love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for Judy. I sat here. This has not happened before. I sat here and I said, Lord, if she asks, then I know it's from you. If she asks, is there anyone who's getting an interpretation, then I'll speak, but not until then. And then she asks.
Wow. And do you know what? I felt so strongly. I felt so strongly someone had a word. When Judy started asking, I knew somebody had a word and somebody needed to speak that word, and that word fell on Christine.
Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus. And if there's anyone else in chat, call in and speak the word you have from the Lord.
I feel your presence, Lord. I feel him in my whole body. I feel him in my body right now, and it's just getting stronger. And I'm telling you, God, we love you. We love you.
Hold on, Judy.
I just got a vision.
Tell us, honey.
I got a vision of Jesus standing over a lake, and I could feel the lake is this beautiful white light. It's like it's very calm, but it's very powerful. And he's standing above it very silently, and he says, "I'm at the door. I'm ready. I'm at the door." And I could see him, and I could feel the power of the. His energy in that calm palm that he's standing over. He says, "I'm at the door. I'm ready. I'm at the door." I go, "Wow,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now open that door and come for it."
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Alana, I was getting something similar about chains being broken, an interpretation of the tongues as well.
Praise you.
So cool.
Can you say it? Can you say it? Alana, can you say it?
I'm looking for it. I'm going through the chat log to see if I can find it.
Well, Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Daddy. Daddy, Daddy, come. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Work through your body, Lord. Work through your body here. I feel like God's telling me there's going to be people that he's going to work through right now in this service that really haven't had him work through them before, like in this way. And so please don't be shy right now. The Lord is saying to you, anyone who's on the line or in the chat room or anyone listening anywhere where you're at, so I feel like the Lord's telling me to tell you right now that it's me. Don't be afraid. It's me. And so go ahead and speak out. And don't worry. You know, no one here judges anybody. Okay? So it's
I found what Lorana wrote from the Lord. She said, "Oh, my loves, I long to be there with you." And then he said to her, what was being said, "Breaking the bounds, freeing the captives, my loves. The holy name of God," is what she said. So he told her as well, "Breaking the bounds, freeing the captives, my loves," and that he longs to be there with us.
Yes. Indeed. Yes. Hallelujah.
Crazy. Judy, I've never interpreted somebody's tongues before, so your word was just right. I couldn't even interpret my own tongues before, so this is the first time I've actually walked that out. So thank you. Thank you, Yeshua.
That was good, Christine.
Wow.
Christine,
did you happen to write that word out, Christine? Did you happen to write that out?
No, I'm sitting outside. I can write it right now.
Please do.
I don't even know if you're going to remember it, but don't stress on it. It's the Lord in it. It was a now moment, but if you can remember it, I feel like that's going to be a prayer for RCC now. That's going to be a regular prayer that God's going to be doing. Every service is breaking yoke. You know, this could be our last service. And I'm really feeling a stirring in my soul. Like this, I'm feeling a stirring. When Keith was sharing his vision, I'm feeling a stirring that God's saying, I'm getting the last few ready. The last few ready. We're almost the evening. This could be our last service, but there could be a few more, but I feel him strong saying, "I'm gathering in the last few," and then we're leaving. I'm gathering in the last few. That's what was stirring in me.
Okay, and Alana has more. "At the door, my love, I open the door, my love, to liberate the captives, to free all souls, to deliver all. Come to me.
Amen.
I am with you. Oh, my love, I am with you. Deliver all, come to me, I am with you," is what Alana is getting.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Guys, let's tell our Jesus now that we want him. Let's all tell him as a church that we want him.
Yes.
Because he's saying, "Do you want me?"
Yes.
And I'm going to play the song like Jesus. And let's just tell him that we want him.
Judy, can I read Roman fast before it disappears?
Yeah, read it.
Roman got a word from God. "I come now,
graves have been opened, seals have been opened. The terror of the Lord is coming now. I have to take you. I love you. You are here with me.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus, come get us.
Carol's dog digging up the cat. Put all this together,
wow.
You guys.
Wow.
I mean, this is,
wow.
Let's just tell God we want him. Let's tell him. Here we
go.
Let's just tell him.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to
want you, Jesus.
Me.
We want you.
Get him, Lord.
Want me as I want you.
Please take us home right now.
Take us home now, Jesus. It's time.
Get us, Lord.
Overdue.
Yes.
Now, Jesus, now.
Lord, we want you. We love you. We want you. We want you to come for us. We want more of your love, more of your power, more of your spirit, more of your joy, more of your revelation, more of your insight, more of you, more of you, more of you, and less of us. More of you, more of you. We want you, Lord. We want you. You have to know we want you. We want you and love you, and we can't wait to see you, and we thank you so much for all the revelations and signals and signs that you're giving us, because you are coming. You are coming today. The Spirit and the Bride say,
you,
come
yeah.
today, Lord
and Jason,
Jesus.
Jason in the chat room is saying something really powerful. He's saying, you have conquered death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. You have conquered death, hell, and the grave. You guys, I want to explain a little bit of what's going on here. I don't, you know, God can do what, a lot of what God does you really can't explain, but
for those of you who haven't, like, there's a difference between emotionalism. Okay, I get really turned off about when people try to work stuff up and it's not God, but, like, right now, what's happening right now, this is not, like, emotionalism, okay? But God does work through emotions, and God's the one that gave us our emotions. So it's okay right now if you're, like, a really reserved sort of person that's a little conservative because you've seen of a lot of abuse in church. Believe me, I have too. I hate that stuff. Well, this is not what this is right now. And I just want to encourage you to love God right now with your emotions, with your feelings. Ask the Lord to touch you in your five senses because, see, a lot of people throw out the baby with the bathwater. And I did that early on in my Christian walk because I was sick of all the hysteria and the emotionalism. I wanted the real Jesus. Well, the real Jesus is landing on a lot of us right now while we're having church. He's coming on us in power. And this goes beyond emotion. But yet we're using our emotions to express our adoration of him. We are playing a part in it. But see, the Lord just gave us a dozen roses. He just handed RCC a dozen roses. Are we going to ignore it and just go on and have our service like we normally do? Or are we going to stop and acknowledge that he's landing on a few of us really strong right now? And I won't stop that. I won't, like, until he's done with this. I mean, I'm telling you, I have too much respect for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and our boo-boo and our kitty cat. Our kitty, our kind of the tribe of Judah, you know what he's doing? He's flirting with us, you guys. And when you acknowledge when he's flirting with you, when you just acknowledge it, he'll give you more. He really will give you more. And so let's just continue to, and I think it's really interesting that he's doing this for the first time on Resurrection Sunday. Isn't that interesting that, that this is happening right now?
I can feel power all the way through my arms and through my chest. I can, it's like an electricity. I feel an intent. I feel it's like electricity.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what, you guys? When I prayed over Tigger. I'm sorry to keep bringing him up, but I keep getting these little reminders. When I was praying over him to resurrect, my hands became very, very warm, on fire. You know that anointing. That anointing heat that you get when you're in the presence of the Lord sometimes, that's what what happens. And so I really believe the Lord is right here with us right now. He is coming. He's coming. He's coming. And he just wants us to bask in his presence and bask in his love.
Rojo in the chat room said, Rojo said we went from Tigger to the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. We really did go from Tigger. We're talking about Tigger and how significant.
Yes.
I mean, this isn't really a joke. I mean, it's funny, but it's really not because God would not let me quit thinking about Tigger.
No, I've gotten that. When you had said that, Judy, just now, when you had said that about the kitten, whatever, like the Lord showed me that.
Yeah.
He did show me the exact thing that he just got. So I already validated that totally.
Yeah. And listen, when the Holy Spirit, I'm a little self-conscious when I speak in tongues, like, it's pretty personal. It's kind of embarrassing to do it. Like, really, that's how I feel when I do it out loud. But you know what? Like, he's causing me to do this, you guys. I don't know. So I think there might be more interpretations, but if anybody else speaks in tongues and you want to speak in tongues in the chat room, let's just go ahead and yarabro sandara shon dayarabri simbidia shon dayarabro sandara kya. Yamanana, we welcome all the gifts of the Holy Spirit pretty soon, Lord. All we're going to have is love, and we won't need these gifts. But until we leave, we know that you've given us gifts.
Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed
glory.
We just need to believe. Sing to the Lord. He has triumphed.
Hannah in the chat room says, God says, I am coming. I love you. Thank you for loving me.
I saw another vision, too. I saw the Lord that he put his hand on the church.
Yeah. Say it again, Chief. Say it again.
I saw a vision, Lord, showed up, and I saw his hand, and he said, my hand is on the church, RCC, and I saw him put his hand on the church. It was pretty, and then the other hand shot out some, like, white light from his hand, so really cool. Yeah, it was really powerful.
Amen. He's doing something.
Amen. Oh, yeah, he's doing something.
Wow.
Something.
Your face makes me happy.
You know,
your face makes me happy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Tana's saying, yeah, say it again, sweetie, from the very beginning.
I said, he says, I am coming. I love you. Thank you for loving me. Your face makes me happy. I am overjoyed. I can't wait to see you all, my loves, my children.
You guys, see, that just melts me. That just
in my arms.
That just melts me when he talks like that. You know, he can't wait to see
us.
I know.
Yeah. Amen. And we can't wait to see him.
Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
And I believe I just want you. And I said that to him, and he was just like, I said, we want you. I want you, you know. And it was like, it's the theme.
You know, I just want to bless everybody who's been in the church and been through charismatic abuse. I just want to declare healing over you and your emotions and your mind. There's been a lot of charismatic abuse in churches where it hasn't been the Spirit of God, but it's been a bunch of human flesh, ridiculous yelling and screaming and speaking in tongues, and it's been a show. But you know what? The Lord wants to set you free today. Trust me. This is the real deal, okay? I've been through it all, and a lot of us on the phone have been through it all, okay? We're not, like, you know, a lot of us here are veterans, you know, 28 years for me. I know a lot of people on this line right now, and you don't even have to be a veteran, okay? My little 10-year-old can sniff out a phony thing when he sees it. And I'm telling you, I want to just encourage you, if you're at RCC or you're listening right now and you have been abused and been bummed out because you've seen a bunch of ridiculous things happening in church that was just emotionalism and it wasn't the Lord, I just want to ask you right now, the Lord wants to set you free. He wants you to just let it go and then ask him for the real deal, okay? I'm not saying you have to do anything. I just want you to be open right now to the Spirit of God touching you in a way and falling and just say, Lord, I don't understand this. Part of it makes me nervous and scared because I've seen a lot of abuse and a lot of ridiculous stuff, and I'm uncomfortable with this right now. Just admit it. But then just tell the Lord, but I'm going to believe. I'm just going to simply believe, and I ask you to touch me if this is really of you. And so, beautiful Holy Spirit, I just ask to touch all of us, everybody, anyone right now that I'm speaking to. I don't know, but the Lord's just telling me. He's telling me to tell you it's real. He just wants you to know this is real, and this is me, and it's supernatural. And you believe, says the Lord, if you believe, the Lord's telling me to tell you, if you believe this is me, I'm going to bless you today, and I'm going to touch you, but I need you to believe. See, you have to meet God halfway. See, all you have to do is just have faith, and then he can move. He can work with that. But if you sit here in disbelief, then you don't get to partake in what we're all partaking in right now. Okay, this is it's really fun. When God does this kind of stuff, it's really fun. And I just want to tell everybody, don't let your past or your issues with charismatic Christians and different movements that have gone in and out and ridiculous things, don't let that take away from what God might want to do to you right now. And the Lord just wanted me to tell that to somebody. And Vlad just said, this is the time. Stand tall in me. I have graduated you to the next level. Receive your king. And that's a word from Stacy that Vlad just said. And we, hallelujah.
No, crazy is I just heard rushing water.
Wow.
I thought it was my stomach growling, but it was like, no, I heard rushing water because I didn't feel my stomach growling.
And Judy, I heard that we're all, like, we're one tribe. I told Keith the other day that he showed me that he was separating the tribes among his children, and that we're bonded. We're a tribe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, even if the people, like when you were talking about that, like they're not maybe growing up or whatever, it will quicken in them because we're one. We're one.
Yeah. Listen, I quit letting God touch me in my emotions after I saw a bunch of abuse in church, and I shut down that part of my Christian walk for a good 5 years where I refused to do anything that didn't have to do with just strictly my brain.
because I didn't want to be tricked. Okay, but the Lord wants to encourage you. I know what it's like, okay, but you're not being tricked right now. Open up your mind. It's not some weird thing. Just say, Holy Spirit of Mighty Jehovah God, you're a natural God and you're a supernatural God. And I open my mind this day to even more. I'm doing it myself right now. I'm opening up myself to more revelation from God right now as I'm on the phone with all of you guys. Because I believe he told me he's going to do it because we're a body right now. He's going to do it corporately to all of us. Like, we're going to experience it. And Roman is saying that there's something in his room right now. He can sort of vaguely see it like it's an angel. So Roman is seeing something in his room. Okay. And Rojo in the chat room is saying, believe I am here among you. I am sitting beside you. I can feel your breath on my face. So close. Yeah,
Rojo just said that?
Yeah.
Was that Rojo? Rojo, I felt the Lord. I'm standing on my porch, and I felt like he was coming, like how, well, girls, like how, like, a guy would come around you and put, like, lay their head on your back. Like, right when you were reading that, I felt like the Lord was saying, I'm hugging you. I'm, like, laying my head on you.
Yes. Amen.
We're all getting the same thing.
We love you, Daddy. We love you, Daddy. And you know what, you guys? This is why. Oh, and Sherry saw a tiny angel this morning. That's neat, apparently.
Does anybody, can I ask a question, Judy? Because I already kind of know the answer, but can I ask a question and see if anybody has it? Does anyone know when the tribes are, when the tribes are prophesied of? Does anybody know what tribe we are? Does anybody, like, have anybody ever gotten something on what tribe we are from the different tribes?
No.
I have no, but I want to say from the tribe of Judah.
That's
exactly what came to me right away. You know, we
Roman said Roman said the rapture retard tribe. I agree with Roman.
Well,
and
right.
Lost said we're from the lost. Lost said we're from the lost tribe. I like that one
the
even
lost,
better.
Yes,
we're from the lost tribe, Christine.
We're from the lost tribe. Yeah.
Look in
lost
Revelation,
tribe of misfits.
You look in Revelation, you'll see the 12 tribes, and it'll say the RCC, the rapture retard tribe.
Yes.
Hey, you guys, you know what? We're going to laugh in heaven. We're going to laugh that we kept saying it was 2013 when it was clearly 2014, and if we're going to be laughing in heaven, like, for all eternity on that
Yeah.
You know, we are.
The
lost tribe of rapture retard misfit.
Misfit,
right?
Yeah.
On the island
because
misfit.
Sherry had the word that we were misfit.
So did I.
Well, you know, I think it's so great of the Lord to throw in this sense of humor when we were asked, you know, what tribe we thought we were in. You know, I got really spiritual and I said, oh, from the tribe of Judah. That's what's coming to me, which it really was. Okay, I'm not making it up. It really was. But then, then right away, isn't it awesome how the Lord uses us? And Roman said, the rapture retard tribe and blast red from the lost tribe. You know,
the angels will be scratching their head.
Yeah.
Carol,
what's coming up here? What is this?
Carol, when I try to ask God a serious question, okay, this is the kind of stuff he does to me. That's why I know it's him. Like, we probably really are the rapture retard tribe because I asked God. He was literally telling me one day what people's gifts were in this church. He said, Dustin's a prophet, Katie's a prophetess, Luke's a teacher, and he was going on and on and telling me about different people in our church. And then I went, Lord, I said, Lord, what am I? What am I? And he went, you're a jackass. And I was like, like, what am I? Like, you know, in the Bible how it has, like, all the different, and I'm like, what am I? And he goes, I told you, you're a jackass.
Oh, that's funny.
That is so,
you know,
so
I was waiting for him to say, like, am I an apostle? Am I a apostle? What's going on?
Yeah,
like,
something grandiose.
He's said, you really are a jackass. And I was like, oh, okay,
you
cool.
When Judy said
the word misfit, like when she said misfit, the Lord told me, and that's, she said, like, misfit, the Lord told me, and that's why I worked for this church. That was basically why.
Yes. Because we don't know what we're doing.
Wow, Keith.
Yeah, Keith, you know what? This is how he's breaking the barriers, the religious barriers.
He knows.
He knows we are spirit filled.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He knows we love him.
He knows how. Yes, and we love him and we want him so much, and we live unto him. But he also knows, the subtleties of the devil that will try to come and make us religious. That's what that's where the Lord throws off, right when we're being so serious and so spiritual and spirit filled. Then he tells Judy, you're a jackass, and you're all from
I'm a doofus. I'm probably a doofus.
You're a doofus. you guys are the rapture retard church, and you all come from the lost tribe of the rapture retards, and to make us laugh and to let us know
he showed me like the book of Revelation, and then he showed me where they list all the tribes, and then at the bottom it said rapture retard tribe, like when the Lord showed me that. I was laughing so hard.
Wow that is hilarious. Listen,
we're family.
Keith, say it again. Say the whole thing again, because I have to tell you what God told me a while back when I was doing my laundry.
The Lord had showed me a vision when we were talking about, like, they mentioned the rapture retard tribe. He had showed me a vision of, like, Revelation where they list all the tribes of Judah or whatever, like the 12 Israel tribes. And then at the bottom it said the rapture retard tribe. I was laughing so hard. Lord said, see, there's your tribe. It said rapture retard tribe right at the bottom. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what he told me? I think I shared this before, but it seems like a good time to share it again. The Lord, I was putting clothes in the dryer, and this is before I ever started, like, hosting any of RCC stuff. I was just listening, and the Lord told me, he said, I love this church. And I was like, I know. He goes, I just love it. And he goes, you know what I love the most? And I said, what? He goes, he said, nobody knows what they're doing. And I love that. So, and they don't. Like, Katie, you know, in the beginning when we first did it, and Katie, and I mean, nobody knew what we were doing. And it was like, he said, that's why he loves us, because we don't, he said, you know what he told me? He said, everybody knows how to do church. They're so professional, and they leave me out. And they don't invite me in. And he was talking to me, you guys. It was so beautiful. He goes, that's why I love this church. And he showed me Jason chain smoking, because Jason's, when Jason was with us, he's smoking a pack of cigarettes while he's doing a show. And the Lord just said he loved it. He said, I love it. He said, I love that nobody knows really what's going on or what they're doing, because he said, I can work here. And, this morning show, we don't have – the morning show is just – it's wonderful, but we don't even know if we're ever going to have a host. And now, Michelle and Carol are picking up, and the Lord told me literally, he goes, I don't need you in the morning. He goes, you don't have to worry about this. This is my church. I'm like, I know. So I just trust every morning we're going to have a service, because I'm paying for it, so I'd like to see us have a service, but I just want you guys to know that the Lord, go ahead, honey, go ahead, what?
I said, Michelle has a word that's going to disappear in chat if I don't read it. From the Lord, I am on my way. You are about to be taken any second now. I love you.
Oh,
amen. We're ready. We're ready. We are ready.
Wow. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you,
God has shared with me probably like three times in the last week, like just walking around doing my thing. He always gives me visions like whenever, but like three times in the last week he's given me a real strong vision of a stamp of approval of the RCC, and he'll say like thumbs up, I love the RCC, or I approve the RCC, or this is my church. It's so cool. I was like, oh, thank you.
Well, he knows we love him.
Yeah, that's exactly how he told me though. He said, we're the Johns and Marys. Mary knew, she anointed him, she knew when he was going to die. John stayed at the cross. Like, we lay our head on his bosom. That's what he told me. That's why we get what we do, not because of, like, knowledge or whatever, but because we want to be close to him,
Yes, we love him.
Yeah.
That's family.
You guys, I'm feeling a hunk of burning love. I don't know about you guys. You guys are feeling a hunk of burning love.
I'm going to agree with Alana's prayer in the chat room. Save your people, my love. Save your people. And I'm going to tell you right now, Alana, when I read that, the Lord told me, and it's kind of funny, but he goes, my hunk of burning love is going to save most of them. My hunk. So amen, Alana. Save your people. And his hunk of love,
yeah,
is going to get most of them, okay? And the only reason why not every single person is going to get saved is because it was their choice. But he told little John that most people are going to be saved. So most people, you guys. So, yeah, go ahead.
God just told me just now, he said, and like when that song was playing, he says, my love burns for you. And he was talking about the church, RCC.
Great.
Amen.
He's just looking for people who will receive his love. That's it. He wants the people who quit trying to, it's free, and it's really hard for God to give away free stuff because no one will take it. And the thing is, if you don't take a free gift, it's worthless. See, and he wants everyone to quit earning it through fasting and prayer and all this stuff. You guys, just stop everything and just receive it. It's a free gift. You can't make it happen. And then as you begin to receive by faith everything that God has for you, then you're going to really start to really fall in love with him. Because, see, all of my religious habits, they got me in bondage. And he had me stop all those 5 years ago. And I've never been the same because, see, it's all free. That's why I love him so much. I can go sin right now if I want to. See, that's why I'm so happy, because I don't want to. Like, no sin sounds fun compared to what I have. But God told me 5 years ago, you can sin now. And I was like, what? I can now? No, I can't. He goes, yeah, you can. He goes, you've been thinking about it. You might as well just get it over with, because so you'll quit thinking about it. Because he told me, once you do, then you're going to want me more, because you're going to realize you want me more than your sin. And I was like, are you serious? He goes, go ahead and do it now. So he had me leave the church, and he basically wanted me to just get it over with. Whatever I was thinking that would be better than him, to just get it over with. And you guys, and what he taught me was, if, you know what? It was beautiful, because guess what? I didn't like it more than him. There was nothing, and so my little battle in my mind was
short-lived.
And see, the thing is, you guys, I'm not saying go sin, okay, but I am kind of, because what I'm saying is, I guarantee you that that's where you find the deepest love ever. It's not
it's
because,
true.
It is because I'm choosing holiness, because I love it. I get whacked in holiness, but see, there was a time in my life when I did it by sheer obedience, because I was supposed to be that way, but when God gave me the freedom to say, do what you want, I'm still going to love you. And then I did it. I realized when I was doing that, that's really not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. And so I stopped doing it on purpose, because he let me. He let me do it, and then he told me. And so what I'm trying to say is, this is so radical. And this is why I'm in love with him. And you will be too. You get it, Keith?
I get it.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, we're free right now to do anything want. We are absolutely free because, see, this Jesus died for our present, our past, and our future sin. Nothing can separate us from his love, not even your sin.
It's true.
This is why I'm so happy, because I can go do whatever I want today, but I choose to do what makes my dad happy, because I'm so in love with him, because he's made me free to enjoy
well,
him
the thing is,
on this God, that I want.
God became like your drug, you know, like he always tells me, you go sin, you're going to get a short-lived pop off the drug. You get one smoke of the marijuana when you sin, but if you get me, you get the whole joint. You get to go and go, and you're going to have the whole experience. So if you want like a two-second, you know, a two-second high or like a eternal high, right? And that's what he's telling me right now over
good.
And over.
It's the Holy Spirit.
That's so good. You guys, see that with that Keith? Amen. Because you know what? I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And I'm telling you, he is good. And he's going to deliver us from this place.
Amen.
It's going to get delivered in like a blink. It's going to happen so fast. I mean, when I think about that, I just, and it really is happening. And he opened and the scroll is open, like Carol's saying. And we really are leaving. And I can't believe that he did this today. What a sweet God. I mean, like, I was just, you know, a regular service like always, but look what he did. On Easter. You know what?
Resurrection day.
He already told me just now as I said that. He said, oh, it's going to continue. He just told me that it's going to continue throughout. Just keep an eye on things, he told me. You guys, he's going to keep touching us throughout the day. So be on the lookout for supernatural things happening in your house right today. Be on the lookout. He just told me, oh, I'm not done. He's not done. So you guys, open up your spiritual eyes. Be open to it. Don't ignore God. Do not ignore him when he's flirting with you today. Even if it's something teeny, okay? Just acknowledge what he's doing, and it's going to get bigger. I won't be surprised if bigger comes alive. I won't.
I'm not either.
You know, and I thought about that this morning. I said, how would I react if I saw him? And initially, my flesh for 1 second got scared, and then I rebuked the flesh. I said, no, you know, this would be something very normal and natural that he would just come out of the
grave. The Lord told me just now, he said, the way you would react would be the same way with my resurrection, with excitement and joy.
Amen.
A lot of excitement and joy.
And also Lazarus, I'm sure they were like happy to see Lazarus when he was raised.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Lazarus stunk. He was in the grave and he stunk. You know?
Oh, even God took that away.
You guys,
I want to encourage everybody to say to hell with the devil today, okay? If the devil's keeping you from any of the glory that a lot of us are experiencing right now in church, let's say you're listening right now and you're feeling absolutely nothing, I want you to say to hell with you, devil. I'm gonna believe that a supernatural God. I'm gonna believe right now that a supernatural God is gonna touch me. So to hell with you. Your lies, they're lies. Do not let the devil. You guys, don't let the devil steal from you any longer. Don't.
Good.
Don't let him do it.
Exactly.
Oh my God. that song. You know what? The devil gives doubt and fear, and God gives hope and trust. Tana,
amen.
Will you please say, Tana, will you please read what was said in chat?
Yeah, Rosemary Rojo gave a revelation, Carol, in chat about what happened with Tigger. Rosemary wrote, Tigger's grave clothes were on the lawn on Easter, like Jesus's grave clothes were in the tomb. Well, she didn't write this, but I'm saying because Jesus's grave clothes were in the tomb and he wasn't there. So
wow.
Tigger's grave clothes were on the lawn on Easter.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
Yeah, that's just amazing, you guys. And then Blah says, reject all lies, rebuke, take hold, interpret, intrepid, oh, in spirit of God, rebuke, take hold, authority of God, reject all lies. That's right.
Oh,
you guys, hell with the devil. Like, the devil brings
hell
doubt
devil.
And fear.
Yes.
90 seconds, spirit and the bride say.
Come, Lord Jesus, get us, Lord. Rapture us now, Father God, rapture us now, Lord.
We want
love
you,
chat.
Now.
Love you, Judy. Love you, Tana.
We love you, guys.
Love everybody in chat.
Love everybody.
Love everybody on the phone. Everybody listening out there. We love you.
Everybody.
Love you, Aaron.
Anybody,
love you, Christine. Love you, Christine.
Yeah.
Love you, Aaron.
Does anybody have any last words? We have 60 seconds. Anybody have anything?
Thank you for loving us, Jesus. Thank you for loving us.
The Lord told me, he said, I'm on my way. He just told me that.
Thank
just now. He said, I'm on my way.
Amen.
Amen.
No, Patty, no.
Amen.
Wait,
I'm
no, Patty.
He's saying that a lot.
Got it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That was good. We had so much fun today. That was fun, Judy, with letting the Lord's power go through. That was awesome.
I know.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lord,
yes.
for your surprises. What a
yes,
beautiful
yes.
surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
We need
thank
that.
Thank you for rushing water. Thank you, Jesus.
He needs to give us
yes,
that.
Lord,
we need
fall
that.
Fall upon us anytime, every time, every service, Lord.
Yeah,
fall upon
this will continue.
Shake it.
Amen.
Shake the church.
Amen.
So
our
yeah.
10 seconds.
So
we in chat
home.
All night. Spirit on the bright
amen.
Day.
Follow us on chat.
Come get us.
Come and get us.
Bye, Christine. Bye, Pat. Bye, Judy.
I love you.